Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, say a word, if you would, about pride and generosity not mixing.
Oh, yeah. They don't. Because the whole idea of giving is letting go completely. That would also mean letting go of the pride, the applause, the attention, and everything that goes with giving so often. If we say, yay, look what I gave, to me, your gift is undone because you've taken credit for it. You've allowed the pride to overwhelm you. And so it all becomes about the notice that you get and not what you've given. So, you know, you have to choose. Do I want to be generous or do I want to be prideful? Because they literally cannot walk hand in hand.
Well, you tell the story about a friend who had this covert thing that she did all the time with friends where she'd put money in their Bible. And you caught her once. Tell that story.
I learned so much watching this godly woman. I was a brand new Christian. I remember the first time I put $5 in the plate. Not a one, a five. It was huge for me because I had two things in my wallet, a five and a one. Mm. And, you know, this is back in the day when money was tight. I was working a couple jobs, single, trying to hold it all together. So I remember opening my wallet as the plate was coming toward me. I had a one and a five, and God said, give the five. And I'm like, Lord, that leaves me with a one. He's like, yep, just trust me. And so put that five in. But I felt so prideful about it that even now, here I am telling the story, which sort of undoes the whole thing. Well, so I'll tell a story on somebody else who didn't do that. She would slide a $100 bill, and this is not a woman of great wealth, but this was her favorite way to spend money. She didn't go off and buy clothes and jewels and whatever. She would slide a dollar bill in an envelope, and then she would slide that envelope in somebody's Bible or, you know, in some way to put it in their possession that it wouldn't be lost. And it had no notation on it. No, this is from Sue. This is from Carol. Spend it wisely. You know, I'll be watching. Nothing like that. She just gave the money away. I tried it myself once. Can I just say that? Because I thought that was so entirely cool. But I did it with my daughter with me. She was maybe 7 or 8. And I slipped it in the woman's Bible. She sat down, and Lily proudly said to her, "Man, be sure and look in your Bible." Wink, wink. So sometimes giving money away is easier said than done. But, we can learn from others who give generously. There are ways to do it where literally the only one who knows is you and God. That's the kind of secret, as it were, that is delicious and healthy and fun to do if it's just you and the Lord.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.